I grew up in the big sleazy, uptown, off magazine, amongst live oaks and gangsters and musicians and bougainvillea the Christian Brothers said was put there to remind us of Christ's blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. My best friends were Tony and Miles Cardo. Their mother made her living shampooing the hair of corpses in a funeral parlor in Chapultepec. I was with them the afternoon they found a box of human arms someone at the Tulane Medical School left by the campus incinerator. Tony stuffed the arms in a big bag of crushed ice, and the next day at 5 o'clock, when all the employees from the cigar factory were loading onto the St. Claude streetcar, him and Miles hung the arms from the hand straps and the backs of seats all over the car. People started screaming their heads off and clawing their way out of the doors. A big fat black guy climbed out the window and crashed on top of a snowball cart. Tony and Miles, those guys were a riot. Tony was known as Johnny Wad of the Mafia because he had a flopper on him that looked like a 15-inch chunk of radiator hose. All three of us joined the crotch and went to Vietnam. But Tony was the one who couldn't deal with some stuff he saw in a vill not far from Chu Lai. Tony had the Purple Heart and 2 Bronze Stars, but volunteered to work in the mortuary so he wouldn't have to see things like that anymore. Miles and me came home and played music, including gigs at Sharky Bonanno's Dream Room on Bourbon Street. Tony brought Vietnam back to New Orleans and carried it with him wherever he went. I wish Tony hadn't gotten messed up in the war, and I wished he hadn't become a criminal either. He was a good guy and had a good heart. So did Miles. That's why we were pals. Somehow, if we stayed together, we knew we'd never die. Remember Rumbles? When I was a kid, the gangs were Irish or Italian. Projects like the Iberville were all white, but the kids in them were the toughest I ever knew. They used to steal skulls out of the crypts in the St. Louis cemeteries and skate down North Villery Street with the skulls mounted on broomsticks. In the 10th grade, a bunch of them took my saxophone away from me on the streetcar. Tony went into the project by himself, made a couple of guys wet their pants, then walked into this kid's apartment while the family was eating supper and came back out with my sax. Nobody said squat. Back in the 1950s and 60s, criminals had a funny status in New Orleans. There were understandings between the NOPD and the Italian crime family that ran all the vice. Any hooker who cooperated